Everybody hear me? Okay. No? Yeah. This reminds me, like, being the last person reminds me of when I was a kid. Because of my last name, I was always the last person in the list of the class. So my name is Shaka. I'm from University of Guelph. I'm going to talk about calculating the free energy of antimicrobial peptide HHD36, which was already introduced by Mostafa. So my project, actually, my research has three parts. I've done some experiments in one of our collaborators' lab in Wilfrid-Laurier. So we did two kind of experiments, CDS spectroscopy, and I think I skipped this one. I'm sorry. So HHD36, as I already said, it was introduced by Mostafa. It has a very specific structure. It has four tryptophans in nine residues, four tryptophans, hydrophobicity, and three arginine, two lysine, five positive charge. So it's quite interesting to study. It's very active against multi-drug resistance, and they recently found that if they add a cysteine at the end for the next to the arginine, it's going to work as an antibacterial coat for implants. So for the experiment, as I was saying, so we did some experiments, CDS spectroscopy and ITC, because we didn't have any idea about their structure. So we predicted their structure. It was like it's between beta or alpha turn. And we, Mostafa actually did some simulation for that, long simulation, more than microseconds, to figure out that if there is a transition structure, that it actually moves between beta and alpha structure. So we did experiment in different temperature in order to get a feeling that the structure is almost fixed. And then we did ITC. So I started analyzing the ITC data because my basically, I'm working on a theory to connect the simulation results to the experiment results for ITC. So what you get from ITC is the enthalpy. So I try to get the second Villard coefficient, which is basically indicates how these two body interactions are happening in the system and how non-ideal your system is from the ideal solution. So we found that the B, the second Villard coefficient here, is a negative number, which means that the interaction, they are attracted together. So you can definitely say that there is a two-body or dimers in the solution. But this is very low concentration. So as for the simulation, again, Mostafa saved me some time. So he talked about the some different non-equilibrium methods. And I'm running some dynamic restraint and some static restraint using bidirectional and even just one directional method. It's not Jarzynski because I know that it's not going to work. It's very difficult to implement. But in different velocities, for different distances between two molecules. So the methodology is like I'm using NAMD and VMD with the normal like TIP3P and charm as a force field and two different ensemble for the equilibration and then production run. So here is just, it was supposed to be a movie, but it's not. So it was supposed to show how the dynamic restraint actually work. It's a method that was developed by Mostafa and my other groupmate, Brian. It is just, one time you actually move one molecule toward the other molecule, and at the same time that you're moving forward, it's oscillating. So there are two springs attached. I think it's very interesting for unfolding processes because when you unfold something, it's very difficult to go back to the same structure. This helps, I think, this really is helpful for those people who are working on unfolding. As a theory, so I'm responsible to basically connect this simulation and experiment results together. So as I told you, like Villard coefficients are very useful. They can be rigorously calculated, and they they show you if your two molecules are two, like there are dimers, there are trimers, or even more. I have to say that calculating that third virial coefficient or fourth, it's very difficult. But the first virial coefficient, based on what Ben Widom actually found in 1980s, is the chemical potential of inserting the solute molecule, and the second virial coefficient is coming from the PMF that you get from simulation. And we know some from a statistical mechanic that Helmholtz free energy is related to the ratio of the partition function of two different systems. And some thermodynamics comes in here because I need to relate the enthalpy for the ITC condition to the Helmholtz free energy that you get from the simulation. So I derived some equation, and then finally I found that your first virial coefficient is including the first virial coefficient from the simulation plus some corrections. The corrections are not approximations. There are some definitions of like some relations, but based on the compressibility, thermal compressibility. And the second virial coefficient, which is my main, my main goal to get is including 2 second virial coefficient from the simulation. I'm still working on it, but my hope is that it can be in future, it can be useful for people to do the experiment themselves and do the simulation, and they can basically compare the data with their data. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Shagaya? Thank you, Shagaya. So at this point, I would like to say that congratulations to all speakers in this session. You have made it. Good timing, and we have indeed a parade of excellent talks. I would also like to thank all of you who have made your effort to attend this conference. Your efforts are truly appreciated. So thank you. We are moving on to the bistro for a dinner. Hey, it's Christmas time, so we're going to have a banquet. Thank you all.